Amen. Welcome, everybody. Is anybody else alive, awake? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to everyone who is watching online. It is so good to have each of you joining us today as well. I'm excited about today. It's one of my favorite Sundays of the year. And it's Vision Sunday 2022, and we're going to reflect back on all that we saw God do in 2021, and there's some very, very cool things, and then we'll give you some vision for 2022. But before we do that, I just want to, let me ask this, do all of you have an annual report? If you don't, the ushers have them, and if you'll raise your hand, they'll get them. And then for everyone who's watching online, if you'll go to the homepage of rockfamilychurch.com, there is a digital version there that you can click and open on your laptop or whatever. You can download it. You can see everything that we're seeing here, and I'll be sharing on the screen. Guys, I was at a pastor's conference. It was here in town, so it was a local pastor's conference, but a major focus of several sessions was upon the last 2 years, and I would say that in my 60 years of living, that the last 2 years of a pandemic, of a shutdown, of political unrest, social and racial unrest, inflation, housing market going crazy here, and we had some pandemic, and then we had some more pandemic, and then Delta wasn't good enough, and so we said, well, let's bring out the Omicron, and then we had loving good people fighting and hating each other over a piece of paper on our face, or a piece of cloth, or not on our face, and we have people that were causing family skirmishes over whether we put a shot in our arm or we didn't, and whether we received the Antichrist thing or not. I mean, that's the way some people were saying it, that now you've got the mark of the beast. And I mean, it was ridiculous what was being said and what was going out there, and the animosity and the division and the darkness that has been over. But in the midst of that, the Church of Jesus Christ has survived, has stood, and is the light in the middle of a very, very dark world. You see, this just didn't affect us here in our city, our state, our country. It's a worldwide situation. And in the midst of that, people are looking for hope and people are looking for answers. And the comment that was made this last week is that basically this has been one of the most challenging seasons for doing church. And honestly, the toll rate on pastors, the number of pastors that have quit, the number of churches that have closed their doors, it was basically said this way by another person, wherever the church was pre-pandemic, the pandemic amplified it. If they were struggling in their relationships, the pandemic amplified it and their relationships within the church went off the wall. If they were struggling financially as a church, the pandemic multiplied it. But I just want to say a personal thank you to each one of you that call Rock Family Church home. We have people that are watching online that still cannot, due to their compromised situation, still do not feel comfortable coming out in a public forum yet. But I want you to know, whether you're watching online or whether you're here in this room or in one service or were last week or missed this week and you're watching it on replay, I want you to know that you are valued, you are loved, and you are appreciated, and you are what make this church the amazing church that it is. You see, I'm so grateful for our leadership of our church, our board of directors, that tirelessly serve and give in multiple ways, our elders that pray over our church, that lead, that minister to people, the needs of the people, and I'm very, very honored of the staff that God has assembled here at Rock Family Church, and I just really want to thank them individually. We have an amazing office team of Sharissa and Ellie and Stacy, two longer-term people on our office staff are Stephanie And Stephanie is a three-in-one person. She does the job of three people with one hand tied behind her back, and she just tackles anything. The last person on our office staff is my daughter, Alicia. She worked for us for about 4 or 5 years and then went to Texas, found her husband, and then came back and has been with us now about 4.5 years, been with us almost 10 years on staff, and is one of our founding members as a church. And I'm honored that my daughter wants to serve Jesus with me. And so I'm grateful for those women and their influence. We've got our guys on our maintenance team of Jeff and Tyler and Mark that help out and keep this facility inside and outside running amazingly. Our production team and that handles and makes all of this happen, that see that they're all part-time, but Brent and Lindsay, my son Preston, and Austin, who's running and helps us in all make the services happen. We can't do it. I can't do it by myself. And then our phenomenal, phenomenal children's ministry that we have, Pastor Preston, who you just met, that I get reports every single week. I get emails, I get texts, I get stopped in the lobby of how much children are being changed and are being transformed. We're not babysitting back there. We're teaching them the Word of God. We're teaching them to pray. We're teaching them how to live for Jesus. And so I appreciate Pastor Preston, Danielle, who leads our preschool, just does a phenomenal job and loving on those little ones. Dee is the comforter of every baby in this side of Colorado Springs. And she is a blessing there. And then Brandy helps us in all of our departments of our children's ministry. Our phenomenal youth pastor, Matt Sherman, I'm grateful for his gift and leadership and changing and transforming the lives of teenagers. And then our pastor, our other pastors, Pastor Aaron, who he's the man and jack of all trades. He handles many, many things for us, but has spearheaded our small groups. He's launched our school of ministry and then just handles countless of many, many things around the building. Brian, Pastor Brian, is over our hugs and teams and has helped us really coming out of a COVID crisis. He came on staff in the middle of COVID and has helped us rally volunteers. The number one need I heard last week with about 120 pastors was, we're short on volunteers. We can't even pull off services because we don't have volunteers. And I'm grateful that you guys serve and have partnered with him. And then I love her title and I love her name. Pastor Carrie is our care pastor. And she is making sure that the people's needs within the body and beyond the body are being met as she oversees our Dare to Care and our outreach. And then Pastor Brad, who leads us in phenomenal worship and oversees our production and all that's going on there, is phenomenal. And then I got to give a huge shout out. I wasn't sure which service she's watching, but she said she's watching. I'm the tip of the spear. And a lot of times when you see the spear driving through things, you go, wow, that spear is amazing. And look at that and look at the tip. Look how sharp it is. I'm just a small, tiny part. The volume, the capacity, the strength of a spear piercing whatever it's going after is everything that's behind the tip of that spear. The tip itself is useless and cannot accomplish anything without the team behind. And standing right behind me is my beautiful wife, Kim. She's been at a very intense conference that our staff is going to individually, and she went from there to a Rock Family Church member's wedding that's out of state, and so she's there at the wedding, and that's this afternoon. She's coming home tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And so, but I'm grateful for her, and I'm grateful for the gift that she is. And I know that I get a lot of the accolades of, hey, he's the pastor of Rock Family Church. No, we're the pastor of Rock Family Church. And this church is what it is today because Dean and Kim said, we're going to plant a church, we're going to focus on kids, we're going to focus on teenagers, and we're going to focus on family. And together, we have partnered together, and I believe we've built a beautiful thing with a bunch of beautiful people. And so, sweetheart, I thank you for that. Amen.
All right.
Our vision, if you'll grab your reports, our vision of Rock Family Church is impacting everyone with the love of Jesus Christ. It's not about us reaching the city. It's about us reaching one person, one single, one teenager, one child, one couple, one elderly couple, one senior citizen, one millennial, one Gen Z. Whatever it is, our goal is to reach and change and transform them one person at a time. We are the church, and we are here for our city. And we're asked to be light to go into the darkness. Our core values you see there is our first one is to reach, to intentionally connect with those beyond our church walls. Church is not about us and for us. Church is where we gather so we can come together and do everyday ministry by everyday believers and get charged and built up and go back out into the highways and byways and bring the good news. Number two is to belong, that it's a place to call home and a spiritual family to share life with, that we all need people and we need relationships, and our heart is to build a true family community here. Number three is to partner, to invest financially to transform the lives of children, teenagers, and adults. And we do that through our generosity and our giving. And then number four is to serve, to become a rock star. It's what we call our volunteers here, a rock star, and find your place to serve, that you make us a better team and help us accomplish more for Jesus when you say, where can I serve? Where can I help? How can I get involved? Number five is to grow, to take your walk with God to the next level through daily devotions, attending church weekly, and connecting in a small group format that's doing life together. And then we want to ask you to pray, to unite in prayer and expect the authentic power and presence of God every time we gather. And on Thursday nights at 6:30, we gather back in Rock Kids Auditorium and we pray. We release the power and the presence of God over our services, our city, and our community. And we invite you to be a part of that. And then once, something I'm massively excited about, we had 244 adults make decisions for Jesus Christ. Wait, hold it. We had total, adding in our kids count and our youth count, we had 333 people say yes to Jesus in 2021. Amen. We had 71 of those go through water baptism, and Pastor Brad's got an amazing, cool idea. We're gonna shake up Easter Sunday just a little bit. There are no more water baptisms until Easter Sunday. I want it to be packed and overflowing with people saying, and see, here's what we've done. And I don't know why. We always do water baptism after Jesus, after Easter. Well, we did that because on Easter, people might get saved and we want to give them a chance to get water baptized. But they might not come back. And wouldn't it be cool to fill this stage with people saying, I give and I surrender my heart and life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and today I die to my flesh and I live my life for the glory of God. How much of a better message could you share to people who need the good news than to hear a bunch of testimonies of people standing up for Jesus? So, if you haven't been water baptized, I want you to do it Easter Sunday, all right? Well, thank you for that overwhelming response. Let's give you our giving breakdown. You see our contributions were just right at $2 million. Our Dare to Care, that is our outreach and international missions and that people have given there. That's $89,000. We've raised in our Heart for the House campaign and paying off our building $222,000 last year. That is above and beyond all this other generosity. Then miscellaneous and events for men's, women's, youth, kids, a total income of about just shy of $2.5 million. Can I share something that's very cool? In the middle of a pandemic, when churches are closing, church offerings are down, at Rock Family Church, contributions are up 11% over 2019. Thank you, church. I lead the Merge Pastors Network here in the community, and I did a survey in January, and I asked local churches, are your finances up, down, or the same? And here's what we found out. 48% of Colorado Springs churches, their finances increased. 35% stayed the same, and 17 decreased. I am so thankful to be on this half, and thank you for the way that you have given. In 2021, as far as giving households, the top 50 giving families gave 40% of our entire income. The top 100 giving families gave 59% of what you saw came in, came from 100 households. We have well over 500 households represented that call Rock Family Church their home. 80% of our annual income came from 200 families. Now, I already know the critics in the crowd. They're like, man, must be nice to be rich. Well, I'm going to tell you what the top 200, where the mark and the bar is. Here's the mark. Could you give $63 a week or $275 a month or $3,300 annually? If that's a tither, they're only making $33,000 a year. The median income in Colorado Springs is mid 50 some odd thousand dollars. It's not about the magnitude, it's about the consistency. It's not about big numbers, it's just about being faithful with little amounts. And so I challenge you, in 2022, how could you honor God? Maybe you've never given, and you could start to give. And so I just would encourage you to partner with us in that. But something interesting, we ran the numbers to compare what kind of impact has COVID had on us. Our annual giving households in 2019, that's they gave any amount. If they gave a dollar, they're in that amount. And compared to 2021, we lost right at 98 people, right at 100 people. And I said, well, okay, we lost that, but our finances have gone up. How does that happen? Well, we raised the bar to $2,000 or more. That's $2,000 a year. It's a pretty minimal amount per month. In 2019, we had 272 giving households that gave $2,000 or more. And would you look at this number, 2021? We still have 272 households who are giving $2,000 or more. How did we survive a pandemic? Because faithful people who were givers kept giving. And guess what? Go back to the slide before, and the tippers left. 20%, it is a fact known that in the church market world, they are saying 20% will never come back to church. I'm not saying in person because we have people that watch online and that crowd continues to grow. I'm saying that in the midst of COVID, they said, I'm done with church. They aren't giving up their faith necessarily, but they're just done with church. But guess what? We're going to keep pushing forward. So our expenses breakdown, let's walk through that. You see, we spent right at $1 million in payroll for 8 full-time and 14 part-time employees. Comes out in the upper 40 percentile of what we spend on staff salaries. 50% is that median mark the churches try and aim at. We'd like to be 50% or less when we do that. We had $487,000 in mortgage, utilities, insurance, maintenance, missions. We gave away Rock Family Church. We gave away $220,000, both local, national, and internationally. Ministry expense for all of our ministry departments, our operations, you see there, total expenses of $2,119,000. We have in our reserve account, this is an untouchable, don't go there, don't touch this, $291,650, that's our emergency reserve. Our mortgage balance is $2,785,000. Now, I want to share something that we purchased this building for $3.8 million was the combined total. 2.8 for this building and land and another million for that other piece. And so in our land and building to praise for? $15,180,000 this last year. Is that impressive or what? Amen? And so our weekly attendance, who's coming to Rock? We have 1,040 average that are attending in person. We have 745 plus, because we don't know how many people are at each computer. We're taking what they're saying are the averages. 745 people that are watching online, and brings us a total of 1,785 people are engaging with us weekly. Realize that in person is 70% post-pandemic of what it was in 2 years ago this month. We're down and we're running 70%. You say, we're going to get back. Well, yeah, but this is the new us. And we're not trying to rescue, recover somebody that's maybe been gone. Their choice and their decision is made. But there's a couple hundred thousand plus people that don't go to church, don't know Jesus, and that's who we're focusing on reaching. Can I get a witness? Amen? And so our rock stars, we have 394 people that actively serve and give of their time and their talents and their resources to help us serve. It takes us 145 volunteers every single Sunday just to pull off doing church. You see there in your handbook all the different areas that people serve in the various ministry departments. Our Rock Kids, they have an average of 215 kids back there. 46 kids make decisions for Jesus Christ. They have 100 volunteers that serve. And Pastor Preston does and team does a phenomenal job. Our Rock Kids vision and mission is to impact every child with and family with the love of Jesus Christ through creating an unforgettable adventure where kids are invited into a personal relationship with Jesus, encouraged to pursue spiritual growth, and become engaged in a lifestyle of serving Jesus and others. And then we shift to our phenomenal youth ministry. Their vision is reaching a generation and starting a revolution. Pastor Matt has been with us 8+ years now, does an incredible job at leading that ministry and reaching into this generation of young adults. Their mission is to be a family that genuinely loving and caring for one another no matter what, to be a team that is supporting, encouraging, and strengthening each other, to be an army serving each other by willingly putting others' needs above our own, and to be a revolution fighting for everyone to bring them to know the saving love and power of Jesus. And I've got some good news to those of you. We stopped last August our Sunday morning junior high service, but that is going to return in March. We don't have the specific Sunday yet. Pastor Matt's working with his team and volunteers. If you would be interested in serving and working with junior highs, students, please see Pastor Matt and talk with Jeannie as well. Then our small group ministry our weekly attendance of Revolution Youth is 100 plus. Salvations, they had 43 in there. And then Revolution Volunteers, they had a 53 adult and student volunteers, and 31 students serve in other areas of the church. Now we shift over to our small group ministry. We are created to do life together. We had over 40 small groups this past year. We've far surpassed that number now. We have over 270 people that are actively engaged in small groups, and we encourage you to find your place that you can say, I want to belong. I want to build relationships and connections there. And then our Rock School of Ministry launched this last fall. What is amazing is this wasn't even on our vision board for 2021. But it was a vision primarily in Pastor Aaron's heart that he came and we began to talk and to dream. We had 29 students finished our first session. We have just about as many in session number 2. And we're just seeing God do great things there of raising up leaders, people who sense a call to ministry, a call to do more. And we're helping train and educate them to fulfill that task. And then our Dare to Care ministry is the heartbeat of who we are. We gave away $220,000. We invested in the community. Pastor Carey has been instrumental in this. Karen Sue was vitally important this past year in helping us get things going, running. And that is everything from helping people in their utilities with food to taking food to our hospital care workers in the middle of the pandemic situations when things were booming and they couldn't leave. It is investing in local organizations that you see there, investing in national and international missions, and just us giving things, money, items away. And then our Hugs the Bear was birthed this last year. And now, as you see all the organizations there in your handbook, police and fire, sheriff, and then a number of different agencies within the community that use these bears that we have prayed over, release the power of God into, and we believe when they're given by a first responder to a child in crisis, in a traumatic situation, that the healing power, the comfort of God, and the peace of God fills that child as they hold on to that bear. And we're changing our city one child at a time. And then we've got our shuttle bus that's been up and running. We're going to senior apartments. We're bringing those seniors to church. We're running to the Air Force Academy, bringing our cadets to our services. And guess what? We're bringing cadets here, we're teaching the Word of God, and the U.S. government is paying them to be missionaries to go around the world and help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. I think it's amazing. And then lastly is our Heart for the House campaign, that we're wanting to redo all of our children's areas and relocate them. You see our new kids' entrance there. And then I want to show you the aerial view that we're wanting to move everybody to the southwest corner of the building so it's easier for drop-off and pickup. It's better for security. And then we're going to add into a cafe where the nursery is now, a new cafe to come and hang out and fellowship together. And then we're going to redo the south lobby that hasn't been touched. It still has crazy floors. We're going to add a whole nother bank of restrooms there. And then we want to expand our auditorium. The red line is the current. But here is where some crazy, cool, wonderful news is. Our goal for the Heart for the House campaign we launched October 31st was to raise in the first half of this year $800,000 to $900,000. Engineering is still being drafted, will be finalized, and then we can submit the plans to our contractors who gave us this initial estimate of $800,000 to $900,000. Then we'll have a hard number. Folks, don't be surprised if it's $1 million with the way construction costs are. But I have some good news. We have raised thus far $543,621.45. And in the last month, we had a check delivered to Rock Family Church for our Heart for the House campaign of $100,000. Amen. You say, well, if I had $100,000, I would give it. Well, would you give 10? Would you give 100? Would you give a 50? It's not about the size of our gifts. It's about all of us doing our part and saying we want to help make a difference and we want to finish this project. I want to take just a couple minutes and I want to just share the vision for 2022. It's going to be packed real simple. We'll get you out of here almost on time. But I want to share the scripture that kind of sets the standard for what our mission is in 2022. And in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19, Jesus said this, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." Now, he was talking to fishermen. And as he's talking to fishermen, he's saying, I want to take the attributes, the trade that you have, that you leave the safety of the motherland and shore, and you venture where very few people go. You go into the deep places. You let your nets down into the dark places. And you're going to have a great catch. And you recognize the more fish that you reach, the more successful you are as a fisherman. He said, I want you to take that mentality of a fisherman for fish, and I want you to use it in reaching people. I want you to go to the dark places. I want you to reach into the deep places. I want you to let your nets down. I don't want you to stand on the edge of the beach and talk about what a good fisherman you are and how many fish you used to catch and the secrets and the tricks that you know to being a great fisherman. He said, I want you to go and catch fish. And in this light, he says, I want you to go to reach and to save the lost. I want you to catch people. And then in Luke chapter 5 and verse 4, he said, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Hit me. Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again. And this time, their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. Folks, this is God's vision on filling up his boat called the church. It's his vision. It's not about filling up the boat of Rock Family Church, but filling up all of our partner boats of 400 plus churches here in Colorado Springs. We don't want revival just here. We want revival for every church in our city. And so what I want to share with you are just a few simple things of what we can do. Three simple things that we can do in 2022. Jot them down if you want, or watch or listen later, and we'll go from there. Number one, we need to expand the net. We need this net to be bigger. We need this net to be better. And so what we need is to complete the renovations of this building. So our auditorium is larger, our kids' departments can handle more, our restrooms can handle more. We need to increase the number of small groups. We need to have more small groups. If you look at our small group, go to rockfamilychurch.com, click on small groups, and you don't see one you like, the one you want to get involved in, start one. Talk to Pastor Aaron. He'd love to help you. And then we need to improve our number of giving households and annual contributions. What would happen if we had 50 start giving $3,300 or more this year? If we had an extra 100? If you started following the leading, the unction, and the direction of the Holy Spirit, what could God do, and how many more people could we reach by the extra resources we have? Number two, we need to strengthen the net. We need to make the net sharp and tight. We don't need there to be any holes. We need to mend the nets. And it says we're committed to loving people and building relationships. That's how we strengthen the net. And we connect with others through small groups. And in this web that we've created, this net and this web, when people get near us, what do? We capture them in love and relationships. People don't even know they need Jesus yet. What they know they need is help. What they know they need is someone to talk to. What they know they need is someone who'll see them through a difficult time. We love them first, and then we bring them the truth of Jesus Christ. Amen? And then number three, we have to cast the net. We aggressively reach outward to find a need and fill it. You say, well, is there a particular area that you feel like we should work on? No, find a need and fill it. We're just going to find a need and fill it. There's a need in our public schools. We're going to help them in any way they need help. We're going to find a need and fill it. And then we're going to look for unique ways to reach people no one else is reaching and to have an impact. Now, I can tell you one area that we do want to grow in, that we want to develop in. There's a luncheon that's happening right after this service. It's a luncheon that we'll share about foster care. And what does that mean? And what does that look like? Because it can be intimidating. Jesus said this, if you've done it unto one of the least of these, you've done it unto me. And what we want to do is we have actually many families that are already involved in foster care. In fact, just in the last couple weeks, one of our families got a call and a young 3-year-old girl was picked up It was in the middle of one of our snowy, cold parts of January, and she was barefoot and had sandals on. She was being removed from a foster care home. Not the parents' home, a foster care home. She came with the clothes on her back. She had no bag. She had no personal items. She came with nothing. And the family begins to scramble. How do we meet the needs? You say, well, I can't be a foster family. Could you help a foster family? And what is such a beautiful thing is it went out throughout the church. Here is a girl in need. I have clothes that are in this three-year-old age. I've got a winter coat. I've got some shoes. Here's some food. And they began to meet the needs and to bless this little girl. Amen. You see, what's happening in our culture today is people are choosing to be foster parents, not because they care about children, but they do it because they're going to use that money for their own personal gain. And they're going to abuse the child that is they're supposed to be rescuing from an abusive situation. We're gonna stand in the gap. We're gonna get in the way of that. Amen. We're gonna make it hard for bad people to be foster parents because there's such good foster parents that are ready, available, and willing to help a child through a difficult season. Yes. Amen? I encourage you to go to that. We're going to crank up the ice cream truck. We're going to be buying more Hugs the Bear. We're going to do anything we can to bring the love and the life of Jesus Christ to our city. Amen. Will you stand to your feet with me? Thank you for serving Jesus so well. Thank you for allowing me and Kim, our staff, pastors, to pastor you, to coach you, and to help you. Let's pray. God, thank you for all the blessings that have happened in 2021. Thank you for seeing this church through COVID-19, the pandemic. And God, I pray that 22 would be bigger, better, and brighter than any year in our church's history. I pray that every single church in our city would be filled to overflowing in phenomenal ways in Jesus' name. And God, we say, here we are, send us, use me, that we might share the love of God and lift up the light so that all men can see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give me 60 seconds before we go. I want to make sure that every single person here has given and surrendered your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that you're walking in a relationship with Almighty God. You see, He's more than just God, big guy in the sky. He's Heavenly Father. And you know what? He wants to adopt you, an orphan who feels lost, abandoned, scared, intimidated, and the world's been picking on you. And God wants to say, I want to adopt you. I want to bring you into my family, and I want to protect you. I want to defend you. I want to meet your needs. I want to heal your body. I want to take care of you. I want to lead you, and I want to guide you through this world. I want to help you navigate it. All you have to do is let me in. You have to surrender. We surrender as an upward sign. So I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to count to three. If you need God's love and you want to be adopted by Him, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. You say, I don't think I could do that. Could we just talk afterwards? Here's what I would tell you. If you can't say yes to Jesus in a room filled with people that have already said yes to Jesus, you're never going to do it out there in that scary, dark world where people use Jesus and use His name when they curse, when they swear. But I want you to have the right start. And I want you to not sneak into heaven, but to walk through the front door. And that means boldly confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to count to three. When your hand goes up, this place is going to cheer, rip, roar for you. Someone will come and pray with you right where you stand. I challenge you to take that step of faith. Let's go for it. One, two, let's do it. Come on. Three, raise that hand high. Anybody in this place? I'm going to wait. I'm going to look. Here's a young man right here. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you for joining us today. I hope you've enjoyed the service. If you live here in Colorado Springs or you're going to be in the city, I hope that you'll come and experience the service firsthand. And for those of you that are enjoying the ministry and you're being fed to on a weekly basis, I invite you to partner with us financially and make an investment into the mission and the vision of Rock Family Church. And lastly, if you've never made a commitment and a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, would you make that decision today? Why wait till tomorrow? Why wait till next weekend? I dare you to pray this prayer with me. Would you close your eyes? Would you pray this prayer with me and repeat it? It goes like this. Pray this with me. Say, "Dear God, forgive me of all of my sins and mistakes. I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And I invite him to be the Lord of my life. Thank you for loving me and forgiving me. My life is now in your hands. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Amen." Hey, thanks for making that commitment. Will you email us at info@rockfamilychurch.com? Tell us about your new decision to stand up big and live strong for Jesus Christ. We'd love to celebrate with you. God bless you guys. We'll see you next weekend.